In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, on this Sunday where we see the patience, the humility, and the prompt obedience of St. Peter to our Lord's command to let down the net, St. Francis de Sales also sees for us a wonderful example of these virtues, obedience and its necessary accompaniments of humility and patience in our Lord's entry into Jerusalem. Let us examine the humility of the animal that our Lord chose to ride into Jerusalem. The donkey, the humility of the donkey, as well as its patience, and finally, its willingness to be burdened. Now the donkey, though heavy and sluggish and lazy, it does have great humility. It is neither proud nor vain, and in this it is unlike the prideful horse. Now it is the vain and proud man who is compared to a horse by the psalmist in Psalm 31. Not only does the horse kick, it also bites, and sometimes it's so furious that no one dares to approach it. Now our Lord, who was humble and who came to destroy pride, chose not to use this proud animal to carry him. He chose the simplest and most humble of all animals because he so loved lowliness and humility that only a humble mount could serve him. God dwells and abides only in the simple and humble of heart. Wishing to show his esteem for this virtue, he chose lowliness and abjection for the day of his triumph. He would not have been humiliated and despised, however, except by others, except because he willed it. He who was the Father's equal in all things, without ceasing to remain what he was, chose to be the outcast and the reproach of his people. Though humbled in this way, he nevertheless could affirm his equality with the Father and the Holy Ghost, for he was and is with them one divine substance, power, and wisdom. Getting back to our analogy of the animal that our Lord chose, the donkey, note next its patience. Not only is this animal humble, it is exceedingly patient, allowing itself to be beaten and maltreated without ever forgetting its lowly status or its origin. The donkey doesn't complain, doesn't bite or kick. It endures all with great patience. Our Lord so loved patience that he wished to become its mirror and pattern. He therefore endured scourging and ill treatment with invincible patience. He put up with so many blasphemies, so many calumnies, without saying a word. Now, humility and patience have such a closeness with one another that they can hardly exist without each one without the other. Therefore, he who desires to be humble must be patient enough to endure the contempt, the censure and corrections and contradictions that the humble suffer. Likewise, he who desires to be patient must be humble because one cannot long support the labors and adversities of this life without the humility which makes us gentle and patient. Finding these two qualities in this animal, our Lord chose it rather than any other for his entry into Jerusalem. Finally, the donkey is obedient, permitting us to burden it as much as we want without offering any resistance. It carries the load with remarkable submission and suppleness. So much did our divine master love obedience and suppleness that he himself chose to give us this example of it. So Christ bore the heavy burden of our iniquities and suffered for them all that we had merited. They are blessed who are supple and submissive, who allow themselves to be commanded as others wish, subjecting themselves to all kinds of obediences without reply or excuse, and supporting with a good heart the burden imposed on. Only when clothed with these qualities of humility, patience, and submission, can we be worthy to carry our Lord. Then the Savior will mount our hearts and as a divine riding master, as it were, conduct us under his obedience. And our Lord taught his disciples obedience as well. Having chosen the donkey to carry him into Jerusalem, our Lord sent two of his disciples into a little village which was close by, saying, "Go into the village, loose the ass and the colt, and bring them to me. If anyone says a word to you, say, 'The Lord has need of them.'" Hearing this, they left at once where their good master had sent them, and did as he instructed. Now, these disciples are so admirable because they were extremely simple and perfectly obedient and making no reply. They could have replied, "You order us to bring you two beasts, but how will we know which two you want? Are there only these two? Will we be allowed to take them?" And so many other objections which human prudence would have suggested. Certainly, there are those who make so many reflections, see so many aspects, and find so many interpretations that they make 1,000 replies in the face of giving obedience. There's no submission in these individuals. They live in perpetual disturbance. But on the contrary, these apostles went without making any reflections because they were obedient and loved obedience. It is a sure indication that one does not love the command when one reflects incessantly on it. Think back to our first parent, Eve, the Garden of Eden, who raised so many difficulties concerning the prohibition against eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge. To the serpent, she said, "Oh, God has forbidden us to look at or even touch this fruit," implying that it was an unreasonable, harsh, and difficult command to observe. Certainly, one who has no love for obedience never lacks reasons for avoiding its fulfillment or lamenting its difficulty. If a person like this were to be advised to receive communion frequently, "Oh," they might think, "what will people say if they see me communicate so frequently, or go to confession so often, or pray every day?" Simply go and do what the Lord commands. Of course, the same goes when we perceive that it may be the moment to refrain from receiving Holy Communion. Don't worry what the others may think, faces they may make. Simply remind yourself, the Lord commands it. Blessed are they, therefore, who conduct themselves here on earth in lowliness, humility, and obedience, for they will be exalted in heaven. Their patience will win for them perpetual peace and tranquility. In their obedience, for their obedience, they shall receive a crown of glory. Finally, they shall be covered with 100-fold of blessings in this life, and shall bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit eternally. In the next. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.